Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light of life. The Bible's hands go, the hills may tumble. It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, for those who are the called according to His purpose. So therefore, when God deals with us and all the things that happen in life, we receive it without disputing or resisting. I am still amazed when I read, after the death of all of Job's children, he said, "The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh, blessed be the name of the Lord." My friend, that is not a guilt-ridden thing that he says. He's not saying, "I deserve this for my past." Rather, he sees it as God's refining, knowing that when you are tried, you shall come forth as gold, Job 23:10, and you'll be purified. Isn't that the opposite of the arrogance that God hates? In these last days in which God predicted we would be a society that are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, and it pervades our church. Church is boring if they're not entertained. That's why you have rock music. That's why now you have performances. People have to be entertained or they're bored. And my friend, if you have to be entertained at church, you have to be entertained in Sunday school, then my friend, you are not in love with the Word of God. You're not in love with God. All you're in love with is yourself. And you've got a very shallow, shallow Christianity. It's a shallow Christianity that gets bored with the teaching and preaching of God's Word. And I hope that our listeners are not that way, that listen to this broadcast day after day over these radio stations. My friend, men are lovers of pleasures today. In various sports, we see men trash-talking, bragging, and there's a general arrogance. And the problem is, Christians seem to enjoy that, although we know that God hates arrogance. You see, His right now urgent command is to be meek. Now notice, I said meek, not weak. It is a weak person that does not stand up and speak up for Christ. It is a weak person that does not call sin what it is, sin. It would be a weak person that would not speak out against religious rock music, would not speak out against pornography, that would not speak out against these perversions of the Bible, that would not speak out against immodesty. You see, those are weak people. Meek people speak, but they speak the truth in love. Now, the next thing that we are commanded urgently to put on right now, to obey right now, is long-suffering. This is patience under provocation. It's not just enduring others' failures, enduring others' inadequacies or slowness, but it's also enduring the provocations that come our way. That word long-suffering means long-burning. As Christians, we should not have short fuses. We should not make snap judgments and confront petty differences. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, "But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong?" Now, stop and think about that statement. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Why? Because we're selfish. That's why. And he goes on to say, nay, you do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. You see, pride, selfishness, all these things get in our life and they defeat us so quickly. The next thing that we're commanded here in these texts to put on in verse 13, he says, forbearing one another. Again, this is putting up with something or someone we dislike and with whom we disagree, and they disagree with us, and we do it with a loving and kind spirit. Now, let us just think about it. You're the one that says, hey, we should not tolerate that net person, and you want to jump on it right now, and you want to say something about it right now. And you have a righteous indignation against whatever they've said or whatever they're doing. Now, that's fine if your child or your best friend is doing the same thing and you don't jump on it in the same manner. How's come you can jump on it with a friend in love, but you can't on this other person? And you see, so often, even when we're in the right, our attitude is wrong. And it's not a loving, kind spirit. It's not forbearing one another in the manner in which God would have us to do. Now, by the way, sometimes you'll hear people say, debate is healthy. Now, if you look in your Strong's Concordance and look up the word debate, you won't find that in the Bible it says that debate is healthy. Matter of fact, you'll find that debate is most often seen in a negative sense. It's seen in a sinful sense. And when people have had debates, and some do this in Bible classes and things of that nature, I've never, ever found that a loser is happy, the one that loses the debate. And matter of fact, I find that not only the loser, but sometimes both parties get hurt, and they hold it in for a long time. Now, my friend, again, there are things that we should never compromise, and our stand should be clearly understood and known. However, too much debate over preference and a lack of a submissive spirit causes problems in the church. Now, you heard me say something earlier about religious rock music, and it is disturbing that that has hit so many churches today. But I tell you what, I believe that the tongue is going to destroy churches much faster than religious rock music will. And we need to learn how to love and forgive and forbear one another. And that leads us to the next part. He says in verse 13 of Colossians 3, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Now, that is built on the same Greek root for grace, and it means to bestow favor unconditionally. And this means as Christians, we'll always treat the offending party graciously. Now, my friend, the Bible tells us that God first loved us in 1 John 4, verse 19. In other words, the forgiveness of our sins was already in his heart. He had forgiveness in his heart, and then he extends that forgiveness to us when we repent and call upon him for our salvation. But understand, the forgiveness is already there. As Christians, when we backslide, the forgiveness is already in his heart, and he's ready to bestow that forgiveness as soon as we ask him for it. Now, my friend, somebody has wronged you. Do you have forgiveness in your heart? In other words, if that person that has wronged you comes to you and says, look, I was wrong, will you forgive me? Are you then faced with a temptation and a challenge to forgive them? And in your mouth you say, okay, I forgive you. But boy, in your mind, you still can't stand them. You're holding against them, and you really don't restore fellowship. Well, see, my friend, you don't have forgiveness. Well, we are to have forgiveness in our heart towards those that have wronged us, towards those that have offended us. And we bestow that when they come to make things right with us. Don't look so much as, oh boy, they really owe me an apology, but rather look at it, oh boy, we can restore fellowship. Now, built on this Greek word that we get the word grace, this forgiving, means that as Christians, we seek, we go on the offense to seek to restore relationships with others in righteousness and true holiness. Is there someone that you're holding a grudge against right now? Why not right now in your heart forgive them? And then pray that they'll repent and come to you so you can extend that to them. If a person is unrepentant, still forgive them in your heart. Be kind, don't hold it against them. If you're to separate company from them, I mean keep it separate, but don't build anger in your heart towards them. You see, you can't restore such a man until he forsakes his sin and repents, but you can have a heart that's always praying that he'll repent. You know, the idea of a quarrel, if any man have a quarrel against any, is defined as a complaint. It's the idea of a ground for complaint or blame. We might call justifiable complaints, justifiable blame. Yet, he says to forbear and to forgive. What are we to do in such cases of legitimate complaint? He says in verse 13, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. My friend, if you have someone that has wronged you, and you say, well, I don't hold it against them. I don't have a grudge in my heart. But if the mere mention of their name and you're having a good day can give you a bad day, if it'll rob you of your joy, just the mention of their name, if I knew of your enemy and I said something good of your enemy and that just ruined your day and you just had to say something bad about him, well, my friend, do you realize that attitude makes you the slave of your enemy? If the mention of someone's name can ruin my day, can take away my joy, can take away my happiness, can take away a good time, then my friend, I am that person's slave. And isn't it interesting? The person you hold a grudge against is the very person that is your master. Now, Christian, have you put on Christ as urgently commanded? Is your life in accordance with these things that are written here in verses 12 and 13? Have you put on as the elect of God, holy and beloved? Have you put on bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation for the Bible stand.